Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Best Self Babes Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Anderson. In this podcast, I talk about life, overcoming obstacles, becoming your best self, and really diving into the realm of possibilities with insights of my life and others and books that I find really, really inspiring. So I am looking forward to talking to you guys, and we'll catch you in the episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. First, I just wanted to say a big thank you for all those who have taken the time to listen to my podcast, my most recent episode, and previous episodes. Really, it means the world. You guys have no idea. It really means the world to me for those who take the time to listen and to send me a message, to screenshot on their story and share it with me. It's really, it really, truly means a lot. Because all I ever want to do is help one person. Just if I can reach one person and help and impact someone's life, that's all I could ever ask for. And I just really hope that this podcast makes a difference in your life. So if it does, shoot me a message. I love getting messages about it. It really makes me excited and happy and all worthwhile. The reason, you know, I do this is for you guys, and it really means a lot. So thank you for that. So today, right now, I'm actually cooking some dinner for Derek and I. He got back last night. We hung out with my family last night and just spent the day together. Jackson and Luna, my sister's dog, had a little play date, and it's just been a nice, relaxing day that we get to spend, because we don't get to spend a lot of time with each other during the week because he's off and working, and especially lately it's been really hard on me, but we try our best to spend or get the most out of the time that we do have for each other. So anyways, today I wanted to chat about vulnerability, and I was inspired by this topic, from things I've watched. Like, Derek and I love watching AGT on TV. It's America's Got Talent, and it's really inspiring seeing people's stories and them really sharing where they came from and who they are about, and just bringing their talent to the world. And it can be the most random things, but that really inspired me to do this episode about vulnerability. And so with my podcast, it being Best Self Babes Podcast, I feel like bringing out your own authenticity and your vulnerability and your sharing your story really helps you become your best self. It's owning who you are and sharing it with people. It really makes a huge impact. And like, the way I have shared my story, I've talked about my struggles with disordered eating. I've talked about my struggles with body image, the bodybuilding, just the mindset behind it, anxiety, depression. I've shared that with many of you guys. And it's the scariest thing in the world. And I even like get shaky saying this because I think about all those moments in my past. But it really is scary to talk about whatever anyone is going through, but talking about it and reaching out to other people about it, it comes back full circle, because you get the support system, you get this group, this community that resonates or is going through the same exact thing. And I think just being vulnerable and sharing your story and being yourself, it's what we're all here for. It's that human connection, especially nowadays with society. I feel like there's a shift that's a positive in terms of sharing your story and being vulnerable. And it helps so many people out there. I remember when I was going through all the stuff that I had gone through, specifically in bodybuilding, and I looked towards other women who started sharing their stories about their disordered eating, their anxiety over food, how depressed they were going after shows, how much weight they gained after shows. And it gave me a sense of hope, and it helped me know that I wasn't the only one. So all I have to say really is don't be afraid to share it. I mean, not everyone's going to resonate really. I mean, I'm sure I talk about it and some people are like, I have no idea. Like, why are you anxious about that? Like that, I've never felt that way. And I've had like, well, not like backlash or anything from it. A lot of people I know have reached out to me and they are really happy of what I've said about, just like, for example, I had a post that was my previous, like my very first prep. And I talked about in my post how like effed my mind was and how much it really screwed my mentality towards myself and my body and my body image and the way I looked at food. And so someone reached out to me and they were very glad that I had shared that because they had been going through the same things. They thought that they were going to have so much more confidence doing the show, so much more self-love and just all of this stuff. And that one post I made, that me sharing what I was going through that time and sharing a little bit how I pushed myself through it, made the difference in their life. And that just, and it was one person. Like, imagine how much your story could positively impact just one person's life. It would make the world's difference. So that's really what I wanted to share today, was about being vulnerable with your story and not being afraid to share it. I mean, you don't have to share your story. It could be just be like to a friend, or maybe sharing it with your family who doesn't know. I mean, I had to do that at one point and it was really scary. But knowing that you can talk about it, you can talk about it to a professional, you can talk about it to, you know, a doctor or your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your sisters, your brother, sharing that with someone will help you as well gain that clarity and knowing that you're not the only one. So with that, that's all I really had to say today, but I was just really inspired by America's Got Talent and, just how much I see in all those people and even just out into the world and, just seeing people go through things and pushing through it. And even people sharing on their own podcast, all the things that they went through and how they had got through it and sharing with others, is really inspiring. And you don't have to be like the most famous person. Like, you don't have to have a million followers. I really, truly don't believe you have to have a million followers to be successful in everything. I really do. I don't know. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you liked it, share it with a friend. If you think this could help a loved one, share it with a friend, family member. Share it on your story. Tag me in your post. I'd really, really love that. Send me a message. And thanks again. I will see you in the next episode.